love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Coffee with me, Kate?
Oh, I don't really want one, Tony, thanks.
I don't either. But I'd just like to sit here with you a little longer, okay?
Okay.
Max, a little more coffee, please.
Right.
Thank you. You haven't answered my question yet, Kate.
What question?
Why you came down to the city last week without letting me know.
I came on the spur of the moment, Tony, and I had to go right back to Belhaven for Christmas Eve.
Must have been pretty important.
Tony, you're suspicious.
Sometimes I wonder what kind of men you've known in that right little, tight little town of Belhaven.
Well, I've never known men who were suspicious or jealous.
Even your own husband?
Tom was never jealous. He expected me to be around, and I was. He took that for granted.
You must have been in love with him.
Tony, I was 18. I thought I was in love with him. Is that what we're having another cup of coffee over?
No, but I want to know about the real Kate Wakefield. You were married, widowed, seemed to have lived a hell of a lot. Yet you have a way of making everything seem new. As if you were living it for the first time.
I'm just trying to catch up, Tony. I think I ran scared a lot of my life. I was never sure of myself, never knowing who I was, what I could do in the world. I was Tom's wife. That was it. So you want to know why I came to the city last week? Okay, I'll tell you. Do you remember that apartment that I painted myself?
You mean with that hippie friend of yours?
Okay, here we go again. Jeff is not a hippie. He's a sweet guy, really.
Yeah, he's a fresh kid, really. But go on, you and he painted the apartment.
For a young mother and her baby who needed it, remember?
Sure, I had to push your hippie friend into the paint buckets to get him off my back.
Tony, will you cool
it? Old pinstripes, he called me.
And you certainly are acting
like
it.
This is what I get for falling in love with a girl 11 years my junior, but it's a small price. I'm sorry. Go on, darling.
Well, I heard from June over at the Roth office that little Mrs. Mateo, who had moved in as though it were heaven, had to move out.
Why?
She couldn't even keep up that small rent. Her husband left and had no work and had gone to find some somewhere. She's living in this, oh, Tony, this perfectly awful little room with her baby.
Do you know where?
Oh, yes, I went to see her. She was very brave.
Well, I think that can be handled.
Tony, she's very proud.
Just wait here for me, will you?
Tony, what are you going to do?
Make a telephone call.
Tony, you cannot ride over that young woman's feelings.
Who said I would? Be right back.
Hello, Kate.
Holly.
I saw you and Tony when I came in, but you were so deep in conversation, I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, sit down, Holly, won't
you? Oh, just for a second.
Tony's going to make a phone call.
Kate, I haven't seen you since our party.
I've been busy.
Yes, I'm sure. That was a lovely gardenia plant you sent me.
Well, thank you. That was a lovely note you sent
me. Well, I meant it, Kate. I'm terribly sorry the way it all turned out for you. I had no idea Claire'd be there.
Well, that's over now. Actually, I'm kind of glad I met her. I see Tony. We have a lot of fun together, but there's always that uncomfortable thing in the background that he's married.
No, my dear, you can't call that a marriage.
Well, everybody does.
Not his friends, we know. Of course, it isn't easy for a girl like you.
Well, I haven't quite been able to break it off. There, that's a confession.
Why should you? You are the best thing that ever happened to Tony Cushing. Now, just be patient, my dear.
Holly, this calls for a celebration.
Oh, no, Tony, darling. It doesn't call for anything of the kind. I've eaten too much lunch already. I just stopped by to see if you and Kate would join Ned and me, just the four of us, to see the new year in.
Well, I'll consult the lady.
Oh, Holly, it's awfully nice of you, but I haven't even settled in yet at the studio club.
We'll call you later, okay, Holly?
Anytime. Goodbye, my dear.
Bye,
and
Holly.
Thanks a lot, Holly. You're wonderful. You know, I think I'd like to have that lady for my friend.
You already do. Well, it's all settled.
What's all settled?
The apartment for your Mrs. Mateo. It hasn't been rented. I've taken it for a year. She can move in whenever she wants.
Tony, that's wonderful of you, but she wouldn't accept
it. Who's going to tell her? The landlord has his rent. He won't go near her.
Tony, it's terribly generous, but it's just such a quick way to do things.
Honey, you cannot hassle over everything. When there's something you can do with it, that's what money is for.
Well, she may not agree.
You go talk to her. Work it out somehow. Oh, Kate, I can't tell you what it means to me to have somebody to do things with.
My wife, you know, my slippers warm, the martini chilled and ready, the total woman.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, I figured if you and I were going to have any New Year's Eve by ourselves, we'd better start early before we have to go out. Which party must we attend first?
Would you believe I've changed my mind about them all?
Are you all right?
Oh, never been better.
Oh, boy, I've been waiting for this for years.
Ned, darling, you can't drape your tie over the lampshade even if we aren't going out. We're having guests.
Oh, no.
I ran into Tony and his cater at lunch, and on the spur of the moment, I asked them to see the New Year in with us.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
I thought that.
I noticed you said Tony and his cater, so it's an arrangement.
Oh, no, I'm sure it isn't. It's just the way I think of them.
Yeah.
Tony looks about 10 years younger when he's with that girl.
Yeah, I envy him.
Oh, do you, darling?
Well, I envy any man who can feel 10 years younger at this time of year.
Nice recovery. She is attractive, isn't she?
Ooh.
Oh, now you're doing better. Kate, of course.
Yes, yes, she's attractive. But it's something else. She has a quality. I'm surprised Tony has a wit to recognize him.
Don't put Tony down. He's a pretty sweet guy.
Oh, sure he is, but he's fought his way up and shows that he's blunt. He can be tough. I'd say she's sensitive.
Ned, darling, if the chemistry is there, all the other differences don't matter.
I'm not so sure about that, Holly. The differences in what you have to live with.
If you had seen them at lunch, you wouldn't worry. Anyway, they're coming. So take your tie off the lampshade.
What do we do about Claire's party tonight?
Oh, she'll never miss it.
Holly, my pet, are you beginning to take sides?
Yeah, I guess I am. Mm. I adore people who are in love.
Well, I'll try to set an example. Now, how about my cold slippers and warm martini before the guests arrive?
Hi, June.
Well, look who's walked in out of the cold. I thought you wanted leave of absence, and here you are.
Oh, I'm just dying to get back to work.
Business isn't that good.
Well, I don't want to take your time about my job here. Listen, you remember little Mrs. Mateo?
Mr. Cushing called me 10 minutes ago.
He did?
He explained he's taken the apartment, and Mrs. Mateo can move in anytime she wants.
Oh. Well, so now you know. June, is that all right? I mean, is it legal?
Any man can rent an apartment and let somebody he knows live in it, provided there's no disturbance or anything.
I just wonder whether Mrs. Mateo will be willing.
That depends on how you handle it.
Oh, June. Tony just went ahead as if he were buying the evening paper.
That's what it's like when you have money. You're lucky.
I'm lucky. I don't have any money.
But you've got a friend like that, hon. You gave him the idea about Mrs. Mateo, didn't you?
Well, I mentioned her to him.
Kate, there's so much human misery in the world that when your guy will do something like that for you...
Tony didn't do this for me.
I'm not asking questions. I'm for you, Kate.
June, you don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do. Another guy would give a girl jewelry or a mink coat. Tony Cushing rents an apartment for somebody you know who needs it.
June, it isn't like that.
Don't knock it, Kate. It's beautiful.
Mystery meat again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Love and Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving care made my hair softer and shinier. And two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do.
My dear listeners, what a throbbing head I have, and well deserved. I trust you have been more temperate than I during these holidays. Last night at Lord Byron... well, better left unsaid. And New Year's Eve yet to be got through. Well, let me not think of that. Well, let me but muddle through today's chapter of Vanity Fair. I am, though I could wish I were not, William Makepeace Thackeray, author of the same. Now, where did we leave off? Oh, yes. All worked out nicely. Rawdon is to escort Becky to Amelia's party, Miss Crawley believing she forced the issue. 'Tis now 4 p.m. of New Year's Eve. Curiously nervous Becky is talking to a curiously nervous Rawdon in the small parlor of the house in Park Lane.
Oh, dearest, you shouldn't have come. You're not expected for tea.
I know.
Miss Crawley expects you only tonight when we go to Emmy's party. Why ever did you come now?
I had to see if all is well. Crazed with worry I've been.
Oh, my love, don't be. All is well.
You'll not change your mind, my angel?
Nothing now could change it.
All of this night we'll have together?
Oh, please, not so loud. What if Miss Briggs heard, or anybody, even Giles?
All this night together?
Yes.
Say it. Want to hear you say it.
The whole night together.
Oh, how your little hand quivers in mine.
Oh, Rawdon, I confess it. Like you, I'm afraid something will go amiss. Will your auntie believe us when we arrive here at dawn and say the party lasted till then?
Why would she not? New Year's parties last the night through. What hour will we truly leave the party?
The earliest we can. Straight after dinner.
You will have a very bad headache.
Oh, very bad. Dear Emmy, I suffer tortures. Forgive me, I must lay my head upon a pillow.
Oh, God, my pillow, mine.
Yours. Oh, Rawdon.
Dad, will the hours till then never pass?
Oh, 4 o'clock now. By midnight, you and I.
Before midnight. I cannot wait so long.
Before, yes. Oh, my darling, I've no beautiful dress to wear. Only an old one Emmy gave me long ago. I so wanted to be beautiful for you tonight.
You are, you will be. What matter the dress?
Oh, it matters to me.
My lady, green sleeves. Wear the green gown you wore with me in the tower at Queen's Crawley.
Oh, it should be a new gown, new, white, virginal.
Oh,
step apart. It's Briggs. Yes, Miss Briggs?
Oh, so here you are. And Mr. Rawdon, good afternoon.
Miss Briggs, afternoon.
Oh, I thought you'd gone shopping. Some special errand for Miss Crawley.
A very special errand. I only just came back. Miss Crawley wants an early tea, and she asked that you come up. She has a surprise for you.
Surprise?
It's to do with the party tonight. I'm not to go to the party?
What?
How could you think such a thing? Do go up and see what it is. Mr. Rodden, you'll stay for tea?
Better not. Busy.
Oh, do stay, Captain. Your auntie would be very disappointed, did you not?
Yes, very good. Stay.
And you shall see the surprise, too. I just go and fetch tea and be alone myself.
Did she look at us oddly, do you think?
No, she always twitters that way. Dear heart, with your auntie, do try not to seem so nervous.
Shouldn't have stayed. Why did you say I should?
Briggs would have told her you were here. She'd wonder why you hadn't.
Right. You're always right, my love.
Oh, tonight, am I right about that? I don't know.
Becky.
If ever we're found out, oh, Rawdon, there will be no wedding in a big church, then a wedding blessed by Miss Matilda Crawley.
Don't say it. You, we are right about tonight, I swear it. Come, tea, and Aunt Matilda's surprise.
Two surprises await. One, delightful. The other, alas, not. Ladies, gentlemen, linger in yourselves the surprise.
Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Used as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Ah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Rawdon, dear boy, how nice. But what are you doing here? You've to come again later.
Just passing by, Auntie. Thought I might beg a spot of tea if I looked in.
Well, I'm very glad you did. I've a surprise for Rebecca, and you'll enjoy it, too. Becky, dear, what do you see upon the window seat?
A box.
Quite a large box, yes?
Yes.
You are to open it. It is a present for you.
Miss Crawley, can it possibly be what I think it is?
Oh, well, what do you think it is?
I daren't think.
Oh, then open it and see.
Christmas is over and gone, Aunt Matilda.
We will call it a Happy New Year present, then.
Oh.
Lift it out of... Lift it out of the box, dear.
Rawdon, why do you call his name?
Because he is taking me to the party. Was ever there a more beautiful gown?
By Jove, it is a beauty, right enough.
White lace. Oh, Miss Crawley, it's what I wished for, what I wanted more than anything on earth.
I do hope it fits, my dear. I had Briggs take along that green dress of yours to match for size.
I can't speak, it's so beautiful.
Ah, it was very difficult to find. One has one's clothes made by a seamstress, but there's a little French shop in Piccadilly, known it for years, by the greatest good luck. Becky, do guess what the gown is.
Is?
What it was meant for.
Meant for Becky, that's what for.
It's a bridal gown.
What?
Auntie.
The little shop made it for a bride, jilted by some dreadful man who ran off with an actress. Oh, dear me, I hope it doesn't bring bad luck.
Oh, no, don't say that. Oh, no, it's not. It couldn't be. It mustn't be.
No, not. Absolutely not.
Oh, I was only jesting. Why are you both so high-strung?
Well, it's just, I'm trying to find words to thank you.
The rapturous look on your face speaks well enough.
I say, Aunt, it was very good of you. Upon my word, it was.
Wanted you to have the prettiest belle at the party.
Even if he didn't want to take me.
Oh, nonsense.
Tea time. Crumpets and cinnamon toast.
Ah, Briggs. Becky is very pleased with what you found for her.
I'm quite speechless, Miss Briggs. I can't thank either of you enough.
I'm very glad it suits. And did Miss Crawley tell you she also had me buy a new...
Arabella, do stop chattering and pour.
I'm to pour? As I used to?
You've done so well today. You shall have the honor.
Becky is so fluttery, I don't think she'd be able.
I wouldn't.
You've been all a Twitter all day long, child. Over a mere party. Why on earth?
Well, I don't know why, but I am. May I tell about my present now, Matilda?
Well, if you must. But hand me my tea first.
Oh, dear. I did forget. I've got quite out of practice. Miss Becky, I, too, have a new party frock.
Oh, you're going to a New Year's party, too?
But of course. To your party.
Emmy?
My dear gal, you didn't fancy I'd allow you to go without a duenna, did you?
A chaperone? Rawdon and I are to have a chaperone?
What? What?
Why are you both so surprised? Are you one of the vulgar lower classes that you go about at night without a proper chaperone? Well, I'll not hear of such a thing, certainly not. What would people say? Briggs will accompany you. The matter is settled.
Sugar? Milk or lemon, Captain Rawdon?
Ah, the best laid plans of mice and men, and even of Miss Becky Shaw, oft gang ugly. Think you that the matter is settled, that Sharp will be thus outwitted? Well, pray be on hand tomorrow and be answered. Then, as now, I am your faithful servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Just some years.
Come on, you're doing fine.
Shut up, old chick.
5 minutes, Claude.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Finalnet. Finalnet is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Finalnet holds up longer than you do.
Here's a special invitation to every woman and child who's ever appeared in a Miss Clairol advertisement, print, television, or packaging. Miss Clairol and Woman's Day magazine cordially invite you to join us at a gala reunion to celebrate Miss Clairol's 25th anniversary. All former models, please contact Miss Clairol or Woman's Day at Box 333 PA, FDR Station, New York, New York, 10022. The search is on for former Miss Clairol models. Vanity Fair is dramatized by Nancy Moore and features Dolores Sutton as Becky Sharp. Charles Kimbrough portrays Rawdon Crawley, Bryna Rayburn Giles, Catherine Balfour, Miss Crawley. And your host for Author Studio is Earl Hammond as William Makepeace Thackeray. This program is produced and directed by Frank Papp and brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be. Ralph Camargo speaking. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
New Year's Eve, doing nothing as usual.
The reason we're not doing anything is because you never want to do anything.
I know. I just thought it'd be nice to be doing something.
Well, how can we do something if you don't want to do anything? You turned down all our party invitations.
Well, I don't like being out on New Year's Eve with all the drunken drivers.
Well, I don't either.
Just the same, I think we should be doing something. You know, the last few years it's been the same. You sitting here reading the paper, doing the crossword puzzle, not even talking to me.
Okay. I don't have to do the crossword.
No. Go ahead. I don't have anything to talk about, anyhow.
What seems to be your problem?
I don't know. Wonder how Aunt Maggie's making out in New York.
Oh, she'll be having a great time.
I hope so. Wasn't it nice of Maynard Blake to think of inviting her down there?
Uh-huh.
So nice when men think of things to do and then just invite you.
What's that mean?
Nothing.
Oh, no. It meant something.
It meant just what I said. It's nice when a man says, how would you like to do such and such and have dinner at such and so place? And then, you know, you just go.
I've got a feeling that I'm being given a message.
Well...
Okay, come on. Now, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, nothing, really.
Nothing really means you do have something on your mind.
All right, but you never do ask me out anymore. I mean, don't look so surprised you don't. I think that's the trouble with married life.
What's the trouble with married life?
Well, we get in a rut. We do. You and I never have a, you know, like a date anymore.
But we're married.
That's what I mean.
What's what you mean?
Oh, never mind. Forget it.
No, what are you so upset about? You're the one who does not want to go out on New Year's Eve, right?
Right.
So?
Well, I mean, you don't even ask me to go out.
Honey, you don't want to go out.
Well, you don't ask me any other time either. You don't. You never say, oh, to heck with cooking dinner. Why don't we just go out, honey?
Oh, yes, I have. And you know what you say? You say, oh, it's so expensive. And so we stay home.
Well, it is expensive.
On our anniversary, I insisted on taking you out to dinner. I had to browbeat you into it. And you spent the entire evening saying, look at this, $6.50 or $9.95.
Five little bitty shrimp and a shrimp cocktail for... $4.95.
All right, but that's all you did all during dinner. All you kept saying is that we could have eaten at home for 1/10 of the price.
Well, it was true.
Honey, if you're going to eat out, you have to pay the price.
I guess so.
What's the matter? You bored with me?
No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm married to you. I love you. I'm not bored with you.
You're bored with me.
Maybe you're bored with me.
Maybe we're bored with each other?
No. They say most of the divorces occur in the first year of marriage. And the statistics show that the next period of high divorce rates is with people who've been married from 15 to 22 years.
You planning on a divorce?
No. But you don't seem too interested in me anymore.
Oh, honey, what's the matter with you tonight? I love you. The last thing on my mind is divorce. Is it on your mind?
No, but it's New Year's Eve and we're all alone.
Yes, but you're the one who never wants to go anywhere on New Year's Eve. We turn down all invitations and we sit here.
I know. Maybe we should have asked some people in.
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah. Did you want to go somewhere?
Well, you know me. I like parties.
I know.
Well, in any case, it's too late to go anywhere now.
Where could we go?
Well, Evie and Fred are having a party. We could go over there.
They'll all be drunk by this time. That's pretty tiresome.
I know. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I'm sleepy, too.
I think next year we'd better plan something different for New Year's Eve. Have a party here.
No, then they wouldn't go home until all hours.
I know, but sitting here by ourselves isn't so great either.
You know, it's way past our usual bedtime.
Yeah, I know. Why? Why are we sitting up?
I guess to see the big celebration at Times Square on television.
So what? Why do we knock ourselves out to see that?
I don't know. Goodness knows we've seen it often enough.
Okay. No. Then why do we keep thinking we've got to stay up to see the new year coming?
I don't know, dear, but we always do.
Aren't you sleepy?
Oh, yes. I'm just dead tired after all the Christmas festivities.
Please,
and
then why don't we, please, why don't we just once say to heck with sitting up half asleep to see the crowds yelling in Times Square. And why don't we just once go to bed and get some sleep?
Somebody will phone us, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll no sooner get to bed than somebody will call us and wake us up to say Happy New Year.
Well, we'll just pull out the cord to our bedroom extension.
Oh, no, dear. Aunt Maggie might call, or Debbie, or even Tom. Oh, I don't like to disconnect the phone.
All right, honey. But why don't we just start the new year by being sensible?
Well...
Now, look. We're both sleepy, right? I know I am.
Oh, I guess I am, sure.
Okay. Then let's go to bed. Get some sleep. I never have understood why it's all so all-fired important to stay up to see the new year in.
No, me neither.
Okay. I'll lock the doors and let's go upstairs.
I hope Debbie took her keys. She always forgets it when she stays out late.
You want me to leave the front door unlocked?
No. I won't sleep anyhow until she gets in.
Typical mother.
I guess so.
Come on. Let's start the new year right by getting a good night's sleep.
Famous last words. I know. I just know that somebody will call us to wish us a happy new year. Who do you think it's going to be?
I don't know. I don't even want to guess. Let's be surprised. In the meantime, let's get some sleep. Huh?
Yeah.
Bob. Here's the phone. I said somebody'd wake us up to say Happy New Year. Get the phone, dear. It's on your side. Bob, dear, wake up. It's nearly 4 in the morning. Honey, get it, dear.
I can't find it.
Oh, phone's on my side. I'm sorry.
Hey,
yeah, hello?
4 in the morning. Who could call us at this hour?
Just a moment. It's for you, dear. Long distance, Mr. Robert Baxter. Here.
All right. Here. Turn on the light. Okay, yeah, I got it. Okay. Hello? Yeah, that's right.
Can't be Aunt Maggie. She wouldn't call us this hour.
Who?
Who is it?
Oh, Jeanette. Oh, for Pete's sake.
Jeanette.
Well, how are you? Oh, where are you? Oh, well, yes, you did wake me. I mean, after all, there's a time difference, but that's okay. Well, sure, I'm fine.
Jeanette who?
Yeah, I'm married. Uh-huh. Peg. Well, it's the same one, the same Peg, yes.
Oh, that's Jeanette.
Look, Jeanette, how did you know where to call me? My sister, sure.
What she want?
Yeah, well, look, Jeanette. No, I don't mind your calling. What? No, my wife doesn't mind either.
What do you mean I don't?
Now, please, Jeanette, don't cry. Yes, of course, we had a good friendship, but... Jeanette...
She had a party, huh?
Listen...
She had a party?
Jeanette, listen. Jeanette, dear...
Would you like me to get out of bed and leave the room?
Your what? Oh, well, sure, of course. I'd love to see you again, but... let us know when you're arriving. Oh, please, Jeanette, don't cry.
What's going on?
Fine. You do that, and I'd love to see you, and a Happy New Year to you, Jeanette. All right, fine. Bye-bye. That was Jeanette.
Oh. Well, what I didn't get is what she wanted.
Nothing, just to say Happy New Year.
After 20 years?
She was at a party and somebody mentioned my name and she said, let's call him. So she called my sister. Jeanette was always friends with Dorothy and Dorothy gave her my number.
And so Dorothy was never really like me, but like Jeanette is trying to start something?
Oh, no, she is
not. What
was
that about? Let us know when you're arriving.
Well, Jeanette is coming east. She's in California and she's coming east and she thought she'd stop and see us. She's coming east.
Now, you said that 3 times. When is she coming?
Well, soon. January, she said.
Baxter, they're not going to worry about it. You can worry about it.
Why should I worry about it?
Seeing an old girlfriend? One who's still crazy about you? One you were engaged to and threw her over for me? And she's coming here? And she's not married? And she still adores you and she hates me? Well, honey, that's what's known in a... stories is a situation.
Yeah, I know. And I don't like it.
I know. Men never do, and women just love it. You know, the nerve of her calling you after 20 years. I go back to sleep.
Back to sleep? How can I sleep after this?
Well, you better try. You're going to need your strength in January when Jeanette arrives. Happy New Year, dear.
Oh, boy. I hope so. I sure hope so.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
The Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
to have, and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant possible.
And what are you going to be doing tonight, Angela?
Believe it or not, Joe, Emily and I are chaperoning at a discreet distance. A party for the younger set at her house. And you?
Oh, I haven't decided yet. I'll probably call my parents in Mexico City.
Well, that's a nice thought, but hardly festive.
What's Jason doing?
You haven't heard? He volunteered for, get this, emergency room service. He was going to work New Year's Day, but at the last minute he switched.
He's working on New Year's Eve?
Well, that's where the action is. He said he'd relieve some younger doctor for horn tuning and whistle blowing at midnight. Want some more coffee?
Oh, I'll get it. How is Emily doing?
Well, it's hard to tell, Joe. I think she's hiding some symptoms.
Why do you say that?
Well, yesterday, Ginger Foster told me that when the Fosters were over for dinner, Emily had some trouble with her hands. She couldn't take a roast out of the oven.
Doesn't Dr. Foster know about it?
I've been trying to see him all day. No luck.
I just don't understand what's holding up Dr. Sabo's diagnosis.
I know what it is. There is no Dr. Sabo.
Oh, there is, Angela. Believe me.
Oh, I was just kidding. Although it's no joke.
How is Jennifer doing?
Well, right now, she's probably reading about herself in the paper.
Oh, that's right. The story was published today.
And here comes the writer now.
Hello, Angela. I heard you were down here. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Lynn.
We were just talking about you.
Well, I guess I have coffee privileges now that I'm on the staff.
When do we see the first edition of the newsletter?
Oh, Monday, first thing.
Have you seen today's paper with Jennifer's story in it?
Mm-hmm. It's at the newsstand.
Oh, I think I'll get a copy and send it to my parents.
Joe, I'm sorry your name's not in it, but it had to be anonymous for Jennifer's sake.
Oh, well, of course. The important thing is for people to know that long immersion is not always fatal if the right steps are taken. Did you give the source of the original case?
Oh, yes. The June 7th Lancet article.
Good. Then any doctor can find it. Well, if you'll excuse me. Oh, Happy New Year, Lynn.
Oh, the same to you, Joe.
Well, Lynn, you must feel good about Jennifer's story in the paper.
Yes, I do. You know, I think I'll be doing some more freelance work for the News or the Tribune or...
You're going to be busy doing that, along with the hospital newsletter.
Help out until Kurt gets established.
Are you going to be moving into town or staying on at River Run?
Life would be a lot easier if we had a place in town, but for now, Kurt wants to stay on at River Run.
Well, look, if you get stuck in town at night, please feel free to stay at my place.
Well, thank you, Angela.
I'm not there much right now, but even if I am, I have an extra bedroom.
Well, you're still staying with Emily and Jason?
Mm-hmm. It seems like most of the past 6 months, but now that Jennifer's all right, I think I'll move back into my place.
Oh, Emily's better then?
Well, I really don't know, but anyway, I'm not far away.
Angela, are Jason and Emily going to take that trip to Hawaii?
It looks like it.
You don't approve?
Oh, it's not that. I just don't understand it. We don't know what's wrong with Emily, and here's Jason planning to leave with her on a 6-week trip. I just can't figure it out.
Maybe he knows there's nothing to worry about.
He doesn't say that, Lynn. And he looks worried, too.
Well, you've all been through a lot with Jennifer's accident, and remember, he'd put in 2 grueling weeks before that down at Brixton, helping during that disaster.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, Helen Anthony's gone back to Brixton, I hear.
Yes, she finally ran out of excuses to stay.
Oh?
Paul Anthony came up when they went back together.
Hmm. It's been a full year, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. You got married.
Yes. I wonder what next year will be like. I always wonder what I'll be doing a year from now.
And I wonder what I'll be doing a week from now.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Nah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
As anyone knows, hair is only as beautiful as the condition it's in. Natural Wear Miss Clairol shampoo formula conditions while it colors, makes your hair healthy looking and manageable while it adds natural glowing color that covers gray. And it's so easy to use. Just shampoo it in for fresh young color that stays color true week after week. For conditioning hair color, the best it can be, at any price, Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be.
They said you were in here, Jason. Why aren't you home getting ready for the big evening?
Come on in, Annie. My big evening is going to be in the emergency room right here at Jefferson.
You, head of medical services?
Yes, I realized when I was down in Brixton working on the disaster that it's good for all supervising doctors to spend some time doing some of the gritty work.
You're going to shake up the interns and residents a bit, Jason.
Well, it won't hurt for me to be in closer touch with their problems. Now tell me, what brings you here?
I'm picking up Lynn. We have to do some errands for Mother. You will be out at River Run tomorrow, won't you?
Well, I haven't missed one of Caroline's New Year's parties yet.
Well, maybe you can help Mother with a problem she has.
Oh, nothing serious, I hope.
Anything Mother puts her mind to is serious. She wants to do something for Dr. Gonzalez as a kind of recognition for what he did for Jennifer.
Oh, yes. Dad told me she was thinking along those lines.
Well, you have any ideas?
Well, it's not going to be easy. He takes a very casual view of what he did and can't understand people making such a fuss about it.
Well, there must be some way, Jason.
Well, oh, excuse me. Come in.
Hello, Jason.
Oh, hi. Come in, Joe. Oh, I don't think you've met my sister, Ann Baldwin, Dr. Joe Gonzalez.
So you're the famous Dr. Gonzalez.
Oh, please, Miss Baldwin. Jason, I didn't know you had another sister.
I'm really a stepsister, but we dropped the step part years ago.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I just saw Lynn down in the coffee shop.
Oh, that's where she is.
Excuse me. Dr. Carter. Oh, yes, I'll be right down. Fine. I have to take care of something. You'll excuse me, Ann.
Anything I can do, Jason?
No problem, Joe. I'll see you tomorrow, Ann. Oh, and Happy New Year.
I see you have a copy of today's paper.
Yes, I thought I'd send it to my parents.
They don't know about Jennifer and how you saved her?
No, I didn't do it alone, Miss Baldwin. I couldn't have.
Well, I know, but you knew what to do.
Well, that's what doctors are for.
Where are your parents?
In Mexico City.
Oh, you must miss not being home for the holidays.
Well, it's been a long time since I've spent a holiday at home. In medical school, I worked, and now, well, the round trip for 2 days at home, it's hardly worth it.
You are coming out to River Run tomorrow, aren't you?
Well, thank you, but I am on duty tomorrow, Miss Baldwin.
Could you call me Ann?
Of course.
Well, I'm sorry we won't be seeing you tomorrow. My mother is a great admirer of yours.
Mm, that's very kind of her.
You sound as though you don't believe it.
Miss Baldwin, I was happy to do what I could for Jennifer. It wasn't remarkable, except for the circumstances over which I had no control. Well, I appreciate what you've told me, and I don't mean to be ungracious, but there is a lot more to medicine that isn't dramatic. It's the day-to-day work that really is important.
Oh, I thought you were going to call me Anne.
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Anne.
Jason said you were a tough nut.
Oh, he said that?
Well, not in those words, but that's what he meant.
Well, no one is happier than I am that Jennifer was saved. She's a wonderful child, and she should have every chance at a good life.
She probably will, and thanks mainly to you. So why are you so stubbornly modest about it?
Because she's one of many children who deserve to be saved. They are not all drowning in freezing water, but they are drowning slowly in circumstances we can't seem to rescue them from.
I understand.
Well, I enjoy meeting you, Anne.
You have to go, Joe?
Yes. Please give my good wishes to your mother.
It would be nicer for you to give them to her in person.
Yes, but I am on duty tomorrow.
Well, that's just New Year's Day. There's a whole new year ahead of us.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net. The first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less? To Have and to Hold has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.